Bum-ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. Alex, slap that out of Liv's hand. Do not eat your oatmeal. Put it down. Put it down. Seriously, did you see this?
What?
You're going to go throw up right now. This is not good. Oatmeal breakfast foods contain unsafe amount of weed killer. Do you see this story?
Gross. I love oatmeal.
Yeah, you eat oatmeal every morning. You love
oatmeal. I literally
oatmeal.
Eat two packets every single morning.
Did I just not say to get that out of here? I don't want you to get sick.
Ew, do you put, so if you're making it at work, does that mean you put water in it?
Who doesn't put water in oatmeal? What do you put in it?
Milk.
I'm lactose intolerant, Alex.
Water is nasty
no,
in oatmeal.
No, it's not. Water is just as good. Water is just as good.
It is not even close. If you have had milk in your oatmeal as opposed to water, it is a night and day difference.
If you don't know Alex, if you don't do something the exact way she does it, it is
you know what?
It's true, because I'm all dry.
After 2 years, Liv, you just hit it on the head. Explain, because I can never explain to people about Alex. I'm like, well, she'll eat steak, and she'll eat the tips of asparagus, but she won't have ketchup on a burger, or she won't even eat a burger.
And she'll be like, ketchup on a burger.
Disgusting.
Yuck. You know what? There is a reason for my outburst, and that's because I am always right. And if you do what I say, you will know, you'll learn that I am right about these things.
She is right about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she's also wrong about a lot of stuff. Well, here's the thing. I'm being serious about it, and it's this. A number of popular breakfast foods, including cereals, granola bars, and instant oats, contain potentially dangerous amounts of the main ingredient in weed killer.
Delicious.
An environmental advocacy. That's what I said. Organization found that the chemical glyphosate was found in all but 5 of 29 oat-based foods. Almost all of them were tested, and they found that they had the active ingredient, which is in Roundup, the weed killer. Yeah, it's most heavily used in pesticides in the U.S. The chemical is believed to cause cancer. There's a list I put up on the Need to Know News blog, but I would check that because you could be eating two packets of cancer this morning.
That's disgusting.
Wait, so should I not eat my oatmeal this morning because I really want
to? Do you like
this.
To live? Liv, do you like to live?
I really like oatmeal.
All right, well, then just take a chance. You might be okay. Deputies in Georgia are investigating a string of thefts that include a major heist of ramen noodles. Nearly 100 grand. Did you hear me? $100,000 worth of ramen noodles. What are those, 99 cents a pack?
Yeah, that is
insane.
Honestly, like, I can't comprehend it. I can't even comprehend how much that is.
That's more than a lifetime supply. That's like a lifetime after a lifetime.
How did they transport it? Did they steal the truck it was
in? They were sitting in a large trailer that was parked at a store. Deputy said the 50-foot trailer was carrying noodles. It was secured at the time. So it doesn't say from the one story I read. I'm assuming they just drove off of the trailer and took it somewhere else.
Someone buying that much ramen noodles is also smoking a lot.
You think?
1,000%.
Do you think it was Jewel Daddy?
Your boyfriend? No, not that kind of smoke.
Oh, weed?
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, sorry, wrong one. That's what I meant. So those go hand in hand?
1,000%.
Do you like ramen noodles or no?
I haven't eaten them since I was a kid.
Okay, I never think of ramen noodles as stoner food.
By the way, I
say ramen noodles, which I know is wrong, but that's what I just say.
Wait, did I just hear
Didn't
Alex
she just
is
say
wrong?
She was always right, like a second
yes,
ago.
I know that's the wrong way to pronounce it, but I do say ramen noodles.
Yeah, I always think of them going hand in hand.
I always think of those going with college broke kids. I don't think
you
of it going with stoners.
You know what college broke kids are also doing?
Well, I know they're also smoking pot, but that's just what I think of in my mind.
All right. Ramen. What the heck is wrong with this girl over here? Okay, an Illinois. I love this old lady right here. A woman celebrated her 101st birthday at her favorite restaurant, Taco Bell. The woman named Ruth celebrated her past 18 birthdays at the restaurant since they opened in 2000. She goes to the restaurant at least twice a week and is currently hooked on those Taco Bell nacho fries. The employees like her so much they wrote "Happy Birthday, Ruth" up on their big marquee to celebrate her big day. She says, "I plan on spending my 102nd birthday at the same Taco Bell." Could you imagine her poops? They got to stink real bad.
Stop.
I'm just saying, old lady stuff already.
No.
Woof. Would not want to be leaving that bathroom after she's done with it. No, thank you. Now, I don't think you two worry about your scale number, do you? Like, when you step on the scale, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I weigh this much. Because I do it every week. Like, I weigh in for Joe's Journey, but
I don't own a scale.
I'm constantly. Well, good for you. You shouldn't.
I probably weigh myself, like, once every 3 weeks.
Okay. Do you freak out with it? You're like, this thing has got to be broken.
No. I'm normally, like, hover around the same
Well, good. Well, I'm going to get rid of mine, too. An expert says your bathroom scales are likely lying to you. The engineer says scales are still pretty much basic machines that contain springs attached by levers and a pulley to a dial. And these scales contain lots of little mechanisms, which can easily get bent or thrown out of their measurements. So he says even electronic scales basically are the same thing. They're not that accurate. So I might be down 100 pounds, guys. And how are we going to know? How are we going to know with broken scales? And how much free time do you have?
Quite a bit.
All right. You ever wonder how long it would take to watch everything on Netflix?
Probably
that,
years.
That, like, gives me anxiety just thinking about.
Like, let's say, you know, we have a little radio vacation. They're no longer needing the Joe and Alex Show services tomorrow. How long do you think it would take to go through everything on Netflix? Apparently, they know the answer to this now.
3 years.
I would say probably 14 years.
Wow. How about 8 months?
Oh, that's pretty easy. That's like doable.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You're like, well, I can do that. They're saying it would take 8 months to watch everything uploaded onto Netflix. Newly uploaded within the past year. So you're right. Probably would take longer than that. Researchers determined it would take 3,274 hours of viewing time to watch all the content on the streaming service from last year. That's 830 minutes or about 13 hours and 50 minutes and 40 seconds a day for 236 and a half days. They even worked out how much a day would, like how a day would work out, giving you time to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, sleep, toilet breaks, all those cool things. I mean, you don't need that, right? You can just sit in bed.
No, we don't need that.
Alex, no, just wear a diaper.
Alex is like, I could do it in 7 months.
Let your grow into your mattress.
Can we end it any other way besides skin growing into mattress?
It's happened before. That one woman had to be cut out of a recliner.
Oh gosh, that's so disgusting.
Can you just say
please
ramen
stop.
Noodles or something, please?
Ramen noodles.
There we go. That's Joe's need to know news.